And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
We are back. Second hour of Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. Aubrey Bloom, Robert Cessna. We are brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out all the great events coming this season at mscopus.org. Lots of good stuff there. You can text us 229-1939 and let us know what's on your mind. What are you watching? What are your thoughts? What are you upset about today? Or what are you happy about? Let us know. 229-1939. We will talk about it. Before we get to this weird Baylor story, I do want to mention one thing that we were talking about the tournament, and one thing I keep meaning to bring up and forget. And we talked about it a little bit last week, but, you know, some people listen as we get closer to the tournament, more people sure. tuning in. One thing that's going to help A&M, and he has to leave the room when they talk about SEC teams and stuff, but the LSU athletic director is on the selection committee this year. So that can only help A&M.
You're absolutely correct.
Joe Oliva is on the selection committee, so maybe that'll help A&M a little bit. All right. This bizarre story out of Waco today.
Yeah.
And that's the only way I can describe it. But it started with Sean Oakman, who was a guy, he has a lot of Twitter followers because he kind of, it became a big meme after he was, you know, shown on the Jumbotron at Cowboy Stadium with the half shirt on. He was like huge and everything. So he has a lot of Twitter followers, and he got on Twitter saying that one of his teammates basically got kicked off the team because of NCAA. The NCAA ruled him ineligible. And then the player, and his name is, I'm going to mess up the last name, but it's Silas, and I believe it's Nacida.
Or maybe Nachita.
It could be Nacida or Nachita. His nickname is Salsa Nacho.
That's why I thought it might be Spanish.
But he, he got on and, as you said, released his own statement about the NCAA saying he was ineligible. Basically, what happened was, it seems like last year he was living on friends' couches and stuff, was basically essentially homeless, and someone offered to pay for an apartment for him and help him out a little bit, and he did that, and supposedly the NCAA ruled him ineligible because of that. So everyone, of course, this comes out, the Baylor guys start tweeting about it, and everyone starts piling on the NCAA.
Of course they do.
Well, it turns out that might not have been what happened.
The NCAA fired back.
The NCAA said the NCAA has not ruled him ineligible, and Baylor has not filed a waiver to allow them to do all this kind of stuff. So it's kind of a weird situation now. It sounds to me like maybe Baylor kind of let this guy go without even asking the NCAA about it. But we'll see how it all works out. The story itself is really secondary to the thing that, what does it say about the NCAA that this kind of story could come out and everybody just believes it? I mean, this is an obvious like waiver case. These have happened before. In fact, the NCAA, while all this was going down, caught all kinds of hell because they released a story today about a player who used to be homeless that they allowed a waiver for, and now he's doing really well. And they put this story out earlier on the same day that this other thing came out. But it's still, their reputation is so bad. They're so, you know, unforgiving, disconnected, all this kind of stuff, that everyone just believes a story like this, Cease.
Well, that's, as you mentioned, social media. It's kind of guilty if you put it out there. Everyone believes what's on social media. And when a kid come out himself in his own Twitter account and said that the NCAA ruled him ineligible, it'd be like you coming out and say, Cease just fired me. Well, you know, why would we not believe you? So you believe this walk-on homeless guy, and he said the NCAA ruled him ineligible. Now, you'd want to follow up with this kid. Why did you say the NCAA ruled you ineligible? Somebody had to tell you that. I mean, the NCAA didn't call him and say you're off the team. Somebody from Baylor, I would think, had to tell him the NCAA has ruled you ineligible, but the NCAA didn't make that ruling. So all of a sudden, I'm getting all these red flags go up in my mind. And And here's an answer I don't have. Somebody pointed out, if this was such a problem, why didn't Baylor put him on scholarship? If this guy, if you got a scholarship available, why not put the guy on scholarship?
Well, and the other thing is, this is again happened before, where you can get waivers for this kind of stuff, and it looks like they didn't. They chose not to. Now Baylor's kind of backtracking a little bit. Art Briles reportedly just released or talked to a reporter or said something along the lines of, "It's a glitch in the system, and they're going to welcome him back if they can." It sounds like Baylor made this decision without asking the NCAA. And
Baylor might got worried.
Yeah, well, and to me, the bigger thing at work here is this blaming the NCAA for everything is what I'm getting tired of, because the NCAA, and I made the reference on Twitter earlier, the NCAA is like Batman at the end of The Dark Knight, where he tells them to blame all these, I don't know if you've seen the movies,
nope.
But I don't want to, anyway, a bunch of people, he lets them blame him for a lot of stuff, because he's not a real person. He's a faceless entity that they can blame stuff on. And that's what I think the problem with the NCAA is right now. People just blame him for stuff that they have nothing to do with, stuff that they can't control, or schools blame him for stuff without even asking if they can fix it.
Here's the problem I have with this. Because I know that Baylor has to have a competent NCAA compliance director in office. A&M has David Batson. And Susan Tatum works underneath him, and I'm sure they got one or two more. Their job is to make sure that the A&M athletes follow NCAA rules. And that's the walk-ons as well. And I think, you know, I'm going to be like anybody else. When I see something like this, without all the facts, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and jump to conclusions. Somebody at A&M, somebody at Baylor, pushed the panic button. They were afraid that they were going to get in trouble, so they told them, you can't be out there and practice this week. You might get us in trouble. You're ineligible by the NCAA. Well, Baylor is part of the NCAA. A&M is part of the NCAA. Come out and say that we don't know what we did. Baylor has screwed up here, not the
yeah.
NCAA. It's
yeah.
very obvious to me that Baylor screwed up, not the NCAA.
And the other thing is, in today's, and this is the
prove
big,
me wrong.
Well, this is the big thing in these days too. Is in a week from now, no one's going to remember what happened here. All that they'll someone will bring up the NCAA again, and they'll be like, "Oh, I'm sick of the NCAA. They've been ruling homeless players ineligible and all this kind of stuff." And to me, that's where I get annoyed, because we've made the NCAA out to be this evil empire when it's really just a small group of people doing all they can.
Trying to get the rules right.
Yeah, and
help us out here.
So, I don't know, like I said, to me it's just like it's getting tiresome, everybody just jumping on the NCAA at every chance.
Well, but you also see what happens here, Aubrey, is you immediately get the public sentiment on your side.
Oh, absolutely.
All you
got
to do is the Waco Tribune, which is one of our sister papers, they have put on, if you want to go look, they have social media going on, what's your comments? And, of course, they're just taking the NCAA to task. Not one person on here, and I probably read 40 tweets, no one is blaming Baylor. Everybody is blaming the NCAA. And, you know, guess what? Somebody here takes a rip at Johnny Manziel. So the NCAA lets wealthy Johnny Manziel slide with selling merchandise, but bans a homeless student accepting a place to sleep and eat. Hello, that wasn't the case.
But this is the story that people like to tell about the
NCAA. That's the story that people
yeah.
like to tweet.
It's they
the,
like?
But I think Baylor dropped the ball here.
They did. And like I said, my thing isn't so much this case itself as everyone's reaction to it, is that everyone's reaction was like, oh, yeah, of course, that's a thing the NCAA would do.
Couldn't he sleep in the new stadium? I mean, you built the new stadium, you got a lot of rooms. So
I don't know. It's supposedly the quote just now. This is from, he's a Dallas, well, it's like Baylor Lariat maybe writes for Shehan Jarara. I don't know how to say his last name. But anyway.
Welcome to the show.
His quote, if he's eligible, this is from Art Briles. If he's eligible, he'll be back. This is out of our control. It isn't our problem with him. Supposedly.
Is that an NCAA question or an A&M question? A Baylor question.
Anyway, like I said, I just wanted to bring it up because it's so ridiculous, the NCAA stuff, that everybody, it's sort of like Johnny Manziel partying stories. Every one of them, people believe any one they hear. There's no...
I believe the ones I haven't even heard.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. They're on this level of, you know, a story could come out and go viral. The NCAA...
He's in Hollywood right
now. ...declares player ineligible because they had a puppy in their room. And people would start retweeting it and say, oh, the NCAA, this is classic NCAA. Because
it was a Doberman.
I don't know.
Well, it's...
Someone texted, Notre Dame let Rudy sleep on the stadium.
Oh, okay. It'd be hard for me to believe that Baylor would go ahead and make a recruiting violation.
Well, you know, who are we to say who would do that or not? Anyway, the whole thing is just ridiculous. And what's funny about it is I said earlier, I was tweeting about, because this story was so ridiculous that I was tweeting earlier, I was like, there's no way this is true.
I hope the kid plays. Robert says, I hope the kid, anytime a kid's gone that hard to try to get on the football field and gone through that adversity, I wish him the best, but let's not blame people. Let's wait and see what's out there.
I tweeted, seems to me there's probably more to this case. The NCAA's hands were probably tied, and 20 minutes later, the NCAA tweeted, the NCAA did not declare this guy ineligible, blah, blah, blah.
How does a homeless guy pay for schooling at Baylor?
Isn't he is on academic scholarship, is what it sounds like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he had some scholarship money, but can only pay for tuition and books and stuff like that. He didn't have enough money for, like, room and board and everything.
Smart kid, though.
Yeah. So, again, hope it works out for him.
Interesting.
The other funny thing, Dave, did you get the email about grommets?
Yes, I did. Explain that to me.
Okay,
I read that. I'm lost.
This is behind the curtain here. So everyone,
bring those people because I'm behind. I'm way behind the curtain because I didn't understand it.
All right, everyone out there knows that there's new Kyle Fields being built over here in town. The new press box is part of the other side. It's on the student side of Kyle Field now. Yeah. So we got to move over there. And it's not, you know, they're fixing stuff up in there and getting everything ready for the season. So all of the A&M press corps, everyone that covers A&M, got an email today asking if we want grommets. I think that's how you say it. Maybe it's gourmets. I don't know. I assume it's grommets.
I thought it was some kind of cookie.
In the press box. So immediately everyone has to start Googling what in the world are these things.
I didn't know what it was either.
It's the hole in the desk that you can run your cords through.
That's what it's called?
It's the little things that cover the hole.
Call those cup holders.
Yeah. So you can run your...
That's what that is?
Yeah. And so they were asking who wants them. So then it turned, and then everybody hit reply all. So now we've got emails from everybody. And then I went on Twitter and started calling it Team Grommet.
I thought that was everybody's individual, John.
Oh, man. But it was pretty funny. So everyone's got this. And then, you know, everyone hit reply all. So then there's this whole line of emails.
I read that. I had no idea what that was.
Yeah, I had to look it up.
I figured you would tell me. I was waiting for the show to get on.
Yeah, and so it seems like
Brent
we're going to have...
Because Brent Zorneman replied in a couple
yeah,
hours, and
Brent
I don't understand.
And then Kate said she doesn't care as long as they still have the Gatorade in the Coke machine, which, you know, that's all I really care about, too. So
I just want food.
It was just
pretty funny. I don't
want
to go out to the concession stand.
Yeah, it got pretty funny because everyone is trying to figure out what exactly
How about
they
the
are.
Chairs at Kyle Field that have been there longer than I've worked here at the Eagle? Did they get moved over, I wonder?
Well, now, that was part of the funny part of the email. Alan Cannon sent this email out to all the media earlier, and the last line said, your personal seats will be transferred over very soon. They were saved before the blast.
Well, say, okay, that's... Yeah, you got to... I'm glad they're saving old things.
For the people that have never been in the press box, the chairs the Kyle Field press box were, and correct me if I'm exaggerating here, Cease, the same chairs that the Pilgrims brought over on the Mayflower.
Okay, you exaggerate, but in all seriousness... I think those might have been the ones that made it in 79, in the last, you know, when they went to the deck, whatever. They've been there a long time. So even if 79, and they probably were only $10 chairs in 79, so what are we looking at, 36 years?
They are literally the worst chairs I've ever sat on. That's not an exaggeration.
But, you know, in defense of everything, you stay awake for the game because you don't get comfortable with
sleep. Well, we had the game last year where like three people fell out of them.
Two people fell down, and everybody was sitting in their chair very – because Suzanne Halliburton fell, and who was the other one? There's three people fell.
I don't remember who it was.
Was it Gabe or something?
I don't want to call anybody out for falling out of their chair, but
– I forget. Two people fell.
Well, the chairs were so bad.
One of them was Suzanne. I know that.
Yeah, well, because we thought she was injured for a while.
Yeah, we did.
The chairs were so bad that if you lean a little bit – one way, you're going down.
But I remember you tweeted it was the NCAA's fault.
Yeah. I blame the NCAA.
They did not allow
you.
They did not. A&M wanted to give everybody plush chairs, but it was against NCAA rules.
Well, here's the problem. Also, in the press box, we've got the battalion and their students. So we can't give them new chairs or else it'll ruin their eligibility. Therefore, no one gets...
In case they wanted to walk out and be the 12th man.
Yeah. Therefore, no one gets new chairs.
Maybe we get Baylor's chairs. What'd they do? they got homeless chairs for their new stadium.
Anyway, just some behind-the-scenes media stuff today. That was pretty funny. AC telling everyone that the chairs will be over there. Should be good.
I go, what's a gommet?
I didn't know what it was either. I had to look it up. I had to Google it. So anyway.
You didn't know what it was.
Just some funny stuff behind the scenes. Let's go to break. When we come back, we've got a few more things we want to talk about. Then the high school report to come back with this. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagles. Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Join us at the Bryan Broadcasting Studios February 28th starting at 10:30 as we fill a ball and fight hunger with empty bowls. Come to Crystal Park Plaza on Highway 6 in Emerald Parkway, and for a donation of $10, get a handmade bowl made and decorated by a Brazos Valley student or teacher, which you can fill with a hot bowl of gourmet soup from local restaurants. Money raised will benefit A&M Consolidated High School's Food Pantry and the Arts Council. This year's bowls are provided by art classes at Allen Academy, Bryan ISD, College Station ISD, and Richards ISD. Celebrate art and fight hunger with empty bowls.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Whether at work or play, your trucks and equipment take a beating every day. Make them last with Rhino Lining Protective Coatings. If you're investing in a new truck or just looking to add life to your existing truck, trailer, RV, and equipment, Rhino Linings is a proven solution. The new Rhino Extreme Coating offers superior resistance against chemical, rust, and corrosion, as well as durable impact resistance to withstand those heavy loads. If you want an industrial-strength truck bed liner, go extreme. Get yours today at Texas Custom Outfitters on Highway 6 in Navasota. Call for more info, 936-870-3009.
This is your 2015 Toyota Tundra, your castle on wheels. And in it, you rule. If you want to drive over mountains, go ahead. Through rivers, no problem. Roads, who needs roads? This truck can handle the toughest terrains, and its nav system can take you to well out of the way places and back again. So turn that key and you're off. Nothing holding you back. Free to roam the open road.
Daddy, are we almost there?
But first, a little ballet.
Yeah, sweetie. Couple more minutes.
Have your truck your way with the 2015 Toyota Tundra. With stylish design, bold exterior, comfortable interior, and latest technology, it's Texas built for today's truck driver. Right now, lease a dependable new 2015 Tundra Double Cab V8 for $349 a month for 24 months with $29.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. NS3215.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Share with us on Facebook. Visit facebook.com/zone1150.
Welcome back. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Robert Grommet Cessna. Now you're reading through the emails trying to figure out what's going on.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Anyway, okay, so this is another story I love. My favorite sports website, aside from AggieSports.com, BrazosSports.com, and MyAggieNation.com, 538.com, which does a lot of data-driven journalism and stuff like that about sports, is really doing – it's doing kind of a series on the game Madden for NFL right now. And there's two interesting – stories here. One of them is how the Madden ratings are made. Now, I assume you don't play Madden, but you know what I'm talking about.
I know
about.
Who he is.
And you've seen does Randy play Madden? Have you seen him?
Oh, I'm sure he plays everything. Come on. He's a kid.
So it basically, what's interesting, the entire NFL, it's one guy that does the ratings for this game. And it used to only be like 14 categories. Now it's like 43 and all this stuff. And basically one guy is the end all of the ratings. How hard you throw, your accuracy, speed, and all these different categories are all in this one guy. And so the things they have right now is, as part of this one story they did about how the numbers are made, you can use the sliders to determine you know, what your Madden rating would be if you were on the game.
Oh.
I can tell you right now, the game thinks that I should be a punter based on my athleticism.
Because
it says, you know, things like, how quickly can you run a 40-yard dash? Not very quickly.
Depends what kind of car I'm driving.
In that category, it says I should be an offensive lineman. In the category of how many times can I bench press 225 pounds, the answer is, again, not very many. Then how many yards can you throw a football? The game says I should be a punter. And then how many vertical inches can I leap? So three out of the four categories, it tells me I should be a punter or a kicker. Cease. But the funnier thing, and this is one that everyone needs to go read, because this is one of the funnier deals I've ever seen. They actually let a guy, and he kind of chronicles his path through this, a normal guy, work out, do a bunch of drills, and they put him in the game. And just to see how a regular guy would do. And it's pretty funny. He starts off on this 538 thing, and it's the big feature on 538.com right now, and it's spelled out 538. But he goes, I was in Orlando with a crew of people who work on Madden, EA Sports' premier football simulation, because I, like many obnoxious New York Giants fans, once had a fleeting moment of hubris. Sometime during quarterback Eli Manning's 97 interceptions over the past 5 years, I thought, Christ, even I could throw a better pass than that.
Wow.
I cannot throw a better pass than that. So, basically, he wanted to know what would happen if they put him in the game. So they did. They went out, the EA Sports team, timed him in the 40. They got him to run all these drills, throw the football, catch the football, run the football, and put him in the game. And you can guess about how well it went.
Yeah, well, I need to get on there and get my rating myself. Good.
I feel like now your experience would be high.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that sounds great.
The guy ran a he ran the 40-yard dash in 6.75. He ran the 3-cone drill in 10.22 seconds.
Wow.
He broad jumped 6'5". His throw power was 20 yards. He had, over short accuracy, he could hit 2 out of 5 targets. Deep accuracy, 2 out of 5 targets. Although, if he could only throw it, 20 yards on how deep you can be. He said that no player to participate in the 40-yard dash at the NFL Combine has ever done as bad as he did in the 40.
Wow.
The closest was Regis Crawford, an offensive guard out of Arizona State, who went undrafted, who still ran it 0.7 seconds faster than he did. Anyway, so it's pretty good stuff. But it is funny because sometimes you see a guy make a play and you're like, oh, I could have done that, and then you're like, maybe you could have done one aspect of that. And I do this all the time with quarterbacks.
We all do.
And the thing is, you couldn't. But it's a good story.
it's a problem of HDTV. You go, I could do that. I'm right there. I mean, that's no problem. Why didn't they, you know? Why didn't they do that? And you're thinking like, step back from the big screen TV.
Well,
step
and there
back.
Was some fascinating stuff in the story about how they balance out, for example, a guy like Peyton Manning. To what makes him so great is you can't translate into the game because it's his own ability to read defenses and stuff like that, versus a guy like Geno Smith, who has good measurables. Or their example was Michael Vick, a guy that has great measurables, but his downfall is his own ability to interpret the game. So they were talking about how, you know, one of the most infallible characters of all time on Madden was the 05, I think, version of Michael Vick. Because the players, you know, in playing the game, the perspective you have and your ability to read and react is so much better than the actual quarterbacks that it made Michael Vick, you know, unbeatable, unstoppable, uncatchable, all these kind of things. And I don't know, I thought it was interesting the way they plug this stuff in. As someone who's had my share of playing video games, so that was a fascinating look behind the scenes at how they do all this stuff.
That's great.
One of the interesting ones was Geno Smith. They talk about how it's a fine line between players who think, you know, if I'm playing as the quarterback and I make the right read, that ball should get there, versus the ability to make a guy too good. And their example was like, even if Geno Smith makes the right read, he's still, I'm about to sneeze here, Steve, but he's still inaccurate about 50% of the time, was their whole thing. And so they had the whole thing drawn up, and it was like, it doesn't matter how good the reads are, he's just that inaccurate. And then maybe the funniest story was they had Cam Newton actually showed up to complain about his speed in the game, and apparently by the time he left, he was hoping the guy wouldn't drop his speed in the game. So anyway, interesting stuff. If you get a chance, go check that out. It's a really for those of you that play video games, it's a fun look behind the scenes.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot more complicated than you'd think.
Yeah.
Plus, the fact that it's only one guy.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I thought there'd be like a team.
Didn't want to split the money with anybody.
Well, maybe that could be it. The other weird part is that he changes it during the season. So, like, and the good example was last year, they do these, like, patches that people can download and update the rosters. When the season started, Odell Beckham Jr. had an overall rating of 75. By the end of the season, he had a rating of 90. Pretty interesting stuff. Anyway, I just thought that would be an interesting behind-the-scenes for those of you guys out there that know what I'm talking about. Let's go to break. When we come back, time for the high school report. We've got some TCAL action going on in town that we're going to talk about. So come back. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagles, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Chelsea Reber with a news update on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Almost as soon as it was received, the president vetoed the Keystone Oil Pipeline. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan issued a statement that in part says, the president has given his veto pen to Washington insiders and special interest groups, and the president is blocking domestic job creation and sending American jobs to China. The entire statement is online at WTAW.com. Brazos County commissioners have unanimously approved the contract bringing the Roastmaster to town. Comedian and Comedy Central host Jeff Ross will be performing before three sold-out shows at the county's detention center. Jail Administrator Wayne Dickey answered the only question regarding additional county expenses.
Overtime for security and for maintenance and IT, and so we will be reimbursed for those things, and there will be a net zero financial impact.
One group of female inmates and two groups of men will be watching Ross, whose producers chose Brazos County in a nationwide search to produce a Comedy Central special. A College Station man caught shoplifting last November is headed to prison. That's due to the criminal history of 30-year-old Adrian Jackson. The 3-year prison term took into account 2 prior property thefts and 2 drug cases. Court records indicate Jackson has 18 convictions in the last 12 years, mostly for property and drug crimes. The Texas A&M student body president at the time of the bonfire collapse 15 years ago will be this year's campus muster speaker. Newly elected Congressman Will Hurd of San Antonio, class of 1999, will be before an expected packed Reed Arena April 21st. Campus Muster is the largest of the more than 300 ceremonies worldwide to honor the memories of current and former Aggies who died the previous year. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone.
10,000 off 2015 Dodge Ram 1500s. That's right, folks. It's that time of year again, Truck Month, and nobody does it bigger or better than Team of Navasota. With over 600 vehicles in stock, there's no better time to buy than Truck Month, and there's no better place than Team of Navasota. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to get your nice price, the time is now with 10,000 off 2015 Dodge Ram 1500s at Team of Navasota's Truck Month. Call, come by, or click teamofnavasota.com today.
Everyone knows Rattlers always has great specials in their stores, but with the Rattlers Registered Rewards Card, you'll get extra savings throughout the store. Got a sweet tooth? You'll love this month's candy special. Any king-size candy bar, two for only $2.22. Also, any size fountain drink's only a dollar, but with your registered Rattlers Rewards Card, it's only 50 cents. See, you're saving already. And when you're calling it a day, be sure to stop in at your closest Rattlers store and pick up an 18-pack of any of the fine family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $14.99. Save every day at Rattlers. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Texas.
It's time for the Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball. Join us February 28th for Boots and Bells, an evening at the County Fair. And get ready for delicious food, great music from Rick Trevino and me, Clayton Gardner. The best midway in town and a good old country time. Of course, it all benefits the American Cancer Society as they finish the fight against cancer. So get your tickets today at BrazosCountyCBB.org and join Rick and I for a night at the fair you won't forget. February 28th, the Brazos County Expo.
This is Officer Reeder with the Marshal's Office. If you think you have a warrant in your name, find out for sure. Don't risk being arrested once the Texas warrant roundup starts. Notices will be going out soon to encourage people to take care of their outstanding warrants before Saturday, March the 7th, in order to avoid arrest. Once the roundup starts, you can be arrested at any time or any place, including your home, work, or at school. To find out if you're on the warrant list, contact the Bryan Municipal Court at 209-5400 or in person. Take care of the warrant before the grace period ends.
All the info on all the shows and all the teams. Visit twitter.com/zone1150.
Defense! Defense!
Now it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Joined by Larry Bowen, who gave a effusive speech earlier about...
Stirring, wasn't it?
Yeah. I wasn't there.
Moving?
But I heard. We were talking about Cessna's 40th earlier. Chip joined us for a little bit to talk about it and stuff like that. So you had a nice speech earlier. I wasn't quite there in time for that, but everyone said it was nice. But that's not why you're here. You're here for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, a bunch of the youth are from our community, but we're going to have some other communities.
We're going to have youth from other communities. I tell you what, the youth from our communities and other communities, they're doing a lot of athletic things this week. And one of the many things on our busy plate is the Texas Christian Athletic League Boys and Girls State Basketball Tournament that will begin tomorrow and will be played here in Bryan College Station. And to talk about the state tournament today, our guest is Dave Bliss, Allen Academy's head boys basketball coach, athletic director. He used to be director of student activities. I don't know if they make him sweep up. I know he has multiple titles. Coach Bliss, how are you doing?
Doing good, Larry. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed better than I deserve. Thanks for being with us. We want to get you to talk about the TCAL, and I'm going to say TCAL because, Coach Bliss, I don't know if you've ever been on the show with us before, but pronunciation is not really the strength of mine, and of course, you hate to even think about how C says things, but TCAL is easier for me. So it is a TCAL state basketball tournament. It's going to be here in town, and we want to talk to you about that and let our listeners know what is coming up. Tell us, just kind of give us some basics, if you will, Coach Bliss, about the tournament. And from what I've been told, the tournament's going to start tomorrow and run through Saturday. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. In fact, TCAL, as you alluded to, is Texas Christian Athletic League. It is a smaller version, Larry, of PAPS, which many people are familiar with, and we have several schools in our communities, St. Joe's and Brazos Christian, that participate in PAPS. And TCAL is for smaller schools. In our case, there's 80 schools that participate in the basketball league statewide. And of those 80 schools, we have playoffs that generate a great deal of enthusiasm in the communities. But in the different levels, and including boys and girls, we'll have over 50 teams and 500 players in this community for the next 3 days participating in what I think will be a very exciting basketball tournament.
Okay, I want to ask you a few things about the tournament, and then certainly, Coach, I want to talk about your team specifically. You mentioned boys and girls, so you'll have competition in both genders. Now, is there also two classifications? You have two different divisions that'll be competing?
And actually, we have four now.
Four, okay.
In the 1A, and everything is based on enrollment, as you would think.
Right.
1A is for smaller schools, and there aren't too many 1A schools around here, but Allen is a 2A school. 3A schools are most of your city schools, and then we have a newly formed prep division, and the prep division is for teams that are really high-level basketball levels, and what we... there's 16 teams, boys and girls, in the 1A. There is 16 also in the 2A. There's 14 in the boys and girls in the 3A. There's 8 in the 4A. And we also have a post-grad division that's newly thought of. But primarily it's for high school kids, depending on the school. We've come from Dallas, we've come from Houston, we've come from San Antonio, we've come from El Paso. So it's pretty statewide, and again, the competition promises to be fierce, just as it is for any tournament.
Talk about the format, Coach. For example, let's focus at this point on 2A, in which Allen is a member. And I'm assuming you'll have your girls and boys teams both in there, if I'm not mistaken. I think the Rams and the Lady Rams are both the defending state champs in 2A. Tell me about, in just for 2A specifically, you mentioned 16 teams in the state. How many teams will be at the state tournament in Class 2A?
Well, there'll be eight in the boys and six in the girls. And the team we play first, we play a team, King's Academy from Tyler, but we've got teams, School of the Woods from down in Houston, we've got Annapolis down in Corpus Christi is up here, we've got El Paso participating, a school from El Paso Faith Christian. So, you know, we've got the breadth and width of the state, especially at that enrollment.
Right.
The girls... first round opponent, they will play a team from Athens, Texas. So again, it'll start fast and furious tomorrow. The girls open up at 11:30 over, and as you said, the participation is all at the three schools are Bryan High, Rudder High School, and then Davila Middle School. So the girls open up at 11:30 over at Davila, and the boys will play at 2:30 at Rudder, so we're excited about getting going.
Tell us the format, Coach. Is this a round robin? Is it strictly a bracket? How is this set up for example, for the people that are interested in what the Rams will be doing?
This is single elimination. It's bracket play. You are guaranteed two games because there's so many teams that come from far away, so we have a consolation for the ones that should lose in the first round, but so you don't make that trip for just one game. But it's single elimination. Obviously, we hope to get by that first round, and you would then play the next level, and we would play the following afternoon at 3 o'clock also. The girls look to defend their state title, and they've got teams from Houston that are coming after them. And we know that there's a lot of competition in our division this year. So, again, single elimination allows for a lot of excitement.
Right. And your teams, you will play tomorrow. You mentioned the girls at 11:30 at Davila, and then the boys at Rudder at 2:30. If you win those opening games, then you would be in, effectively, you would be in the state semifinals on Friday. That's correct?
That's correct. And we would play, if we got that far, the boys would play the winner of the Houston School of the Woods and Annapolis from Corpus Christi, and the girls would face the winner of a game that's being played after their game. And I think the thing that we look at right now, the boys team is 23-13. We probably had our stiffest schedule to date. We played a lot of teams that are much bigger than we are, and I think that's allowed us to improve our ability. The same thing with the girls, where they go into the tournament with a 14-7 record. And as I said, I think the competition is greater this year than any other year, so it will be tougher than ever before. The boys are working on, they've won the last four state championships in their division, and the girls have won two of the last three. So we're looking forward to trying to maintain that level of play.
Okay, Coach, I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about the teams, because our listeners are not real familiar with the teams. Are there any other teams from our area, from the Brazos Valley, that will be participating in the tournament?
The closest teams to ours is, San Marcos Academy, is one of our arch rivals. I think that the Houston School of the Woods has proved to be an arch rival. But as far as schools around here, a lot of them are bigger than we are.
Right.
So they have preferred to operate in taps.
Right.
So, again, it's mostly we probably have been chosen to host the tournament because we're the most centrally located. In past years, the tournament has been held in San Antonio, in Dallas, and in Houston. And this year, the local motel and hotel commission, they went out and worked real hard because it promises to bring, 3,000 people to our city. And I think, as I said, the 500 players, it's probably the largest tournament of that type during the year. During the summer, they have a lot of AAU basketball tournaments here, but during the season, this is probably one of the largest groups that has visited our city.
We're visiting with Allen Academy athletic director and head boys basketball coach Dave Bliss. Coach Bliss and his school and program are hosting or serving as the host school for the TCAL State Girls and Boys Basketball Tournament. Starts tomorrow. That will run through Saturday. The Rams and the Lady Rams are defending state champions in Class 3A. They'll be playing their first games in the bracket tomorrow. A couple more things real quickly before we let you go, Coach, and we do appreciate you making the time, because I know hosting a state tournament is not easy, so I'm sure they've got you going eight directions at once. But tell us a little bit. You mentioned 4 years in a row for the boys team. Tell us about this year's team. We don't have time to do the entire roster, but can you give us the names of a couple of your top players?
Well, I think a lot of people have been familiar with Cody Vega, because Cody has been he's been on the All Brazos County six-man all-star team. He's been a terrific baseball player. He is our point guard, and again, he's averaged about 13 points a game, leads the conference in steals. Steven Henderson, only a freshman, has been a two-year starter for us, even despite being a freshman. He's grown to 6'4 already, and he's averaging about 16 points, Larry. And probably the player that has a chance to be the TCAL Player of the Year is Gabe Bloom. Gabe transferred to Allen Academy, oddly enough, from Brazil. He's all the way here. His parents work at Texas A&M, and we were lucky to get him to enroll at Allen Academy, and he averages about 17 a game. So I think we have some really good young people. We've gotten better, as I said, as the season goes on, but I know we'll have to really produce over the next couple of days.
Okay, and the other thing I want to ask you about, Coach, and it's sort of a disclaimer on our behalf, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, there are approximately, I'm going to make a guess here, okay, this is a ballpark figure, there's approximately 8.73 million things going on with the local high school scene this week, and obviously we're not going to be able to physically get everywhere with so many things going on. So I'm going to ask you right here on the air if you guys can help us out and get results and schedules to us, so our listeners and our readers will know what the Rams are doing if they want to come watch your team play. And then the other thing too is, and this is just completely off the wall, and I didn't prepare you for the question, but is there, do you know if there's any kind of a website or any kind of place where our listeners and our readers would be able to keep up with what's going on with the tournament? If they said, hey, I wonder if the Rams won that semifinal game Friday and they're going to be playing Saturday, that type of thing, is there any place where that's going to be posted or available if people kind of want to know what's going on with the tournament?
How about if we put it in the Eagle?
No, I that's what I said. I already asked you to make sure the results get in, but I didn't know, you know, sometimes either a school website or a league website will, you know, update scores and schedules and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're glad to keep the listeners up with it, and you all do a great job at the high school scene here, and believe me, I know it's fast and furious at this stage. The aspect of TCAL has their own website, TCAL.org. And the that's updated regularly. The other thing is that our games, for the most part, we'll try to keep people aware through the newspaper and through with the radio waves, just exactly the progress that we're making. So our goal is to have you talking about us all the way to Saturday. So, and then if we can do what we want to do on Saturday, we'll be happy.
Okay, Coach, I appreciate you making time for us. We wish you the best of the luck to your team and all the folks coming in to the Brazos Valley for the TCAL State Basketball Tournament. It'll be going on Thursday through Saturday. Just want to remind the listeners real quickly that the Allen Academy girls will start the tournament 11:30 in the morning at Davila. I always mess up Davila. Davila Middle School. The girls from Allen will start the tournament at 11:30 tomorrow morning, and then the Allen boys will play against Kings Academy from Tyler. That game will be at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Rudder. And, Coach, thanks for making the time for us.
Okay, Larry, thanks for what you guys do.
Okay. There you go. That was the High School Report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. Call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer is proudly supporting the youth of our community. A lot of them doing a lot of stuff this week.
We went into the private school ranks.
I don't know how you're going to do it.
Well, we got regionals. We got lots going on.
There you go. You can hear about it on the High School Report and, of course, in the Eagle tomorrow. We're going to go to break. We'll come back and wrap up with the news. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
This is your 2015 Toyota Tundra, your castle on wheels. And in it, you rule. If you want to drive over mountains, go ahead. Through rivers, no problem. Roads, who needs roads? This truck can handle the toughest terrains, and its nav system can take you to well out of the way places and back again. So turn that key and you're off. Nothing holding you back. Free to roam the open road.
Daddy, are we almost there?
But first, a little ballet.
Yeah, sweetie, couple more minutes.
Have your truck your way with the 2015 Toyota Tundra. With stylish design, bold exterior, comfortable interior, and latest technology, it's Texas built for today's truck driver. Right now, lease a dependable new 2015 Tundra Double Cab V8 for $349 a month for 24 months with $29.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 3/2/15.
The year is 1194 and Robin Hood must rescue the king by laying siege to Nottingham Castle. Don't miss this explosive stunt show every afternoon at show at Forest Fair. You'll also see over 150 merchants and over 30 stage acts. Full contact jousting, falconry, sword fighting, music, magic and more. Show at Forest Fair is open Saturdays and Sundays, February 7th through March 29th. Plus spring break Friday, March 20th on highways 290 and 21 only an hour from Bryan College Station. Camping is available. Save $3 on tickets at participating Walgreens or online at show at Forest Fair. Rattlersfair.com.
Everyone knows Rattlers always has great specials in their stores, but with the Rattlers Registered Rewards Card, you'll get extra savings throughout the store. Got a sweet tooth? You'll love this month's candy special. Any king-size candy bar, two for only $2.22. Also, any size fountain drink's only a dollar, but with your Registered Rattlers Rewards Card, it's only 50 cents. See, you're saving already. And when you're calling it a day, be sure to stop in at your closest Rattlers store and pick up an 18-pack of any of the fine family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $14.99. Save every day at Rattlers. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
Double the Bellucci Hour, and you double the fun. So, twice a week, have lunch at the Tap from noon to 1 with Billy Lucci and Bryce Jones of TexAgs Radio. Billy and Bryce have the answers to all your recruiting questions and everything else you need to know to get in the know for Aggie football. The 2015 offseason doesn't feel half as long with a Bellucci Hour lunch. Brought to you in part by Stephen Gustitis, attorney at law. Don't miss the Bellucci Hour every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1 at the Tap.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Sports Radio, 1150 The Zone. Open 24 hours, 7 days a week.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean and set me up on my pony, on my boat.
Welcome back. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. Aubrey Bloom joined by Darren Benson. Darren, you're going to tell us what's going on in the world, in the paper, in the news, and why people should get the Eagle in the morning.
Why they should get the Eagle? Well, that should be on. If you want to know what's going on in your community, you should get the Eagle in the morning. You should just be in tune with, you know,
the local scene,
all kinds of stuff going on. So we will tell you in tomorrow's paper and online at theeagle.com about Independence Day. It's coming up. You didn't know March was Independence Day, did you? It's Texas Independence Day. And Washington on the Brazos. The folks at Washington on the Brazos are getting ready for their annual party.
Oh, yeah.
It's a two-day deal this weekend, the 28th and March 1st. It's free. They'll have reenactors portraying classic Texas figures like Sam Houston and all of those guys that signed the Declaration of Independence. There'll be bands playing the music of the 19th century. There'll be speeches from dignitaries and politicians and all kinds of stuff. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick will be there on Sunday. And new to this year's festivities is going to be a laying of the wreath at the site where the original Independence Hall sat. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, you ought to head on out to Washington on the Brazos. It is the home of what they call of where Texas became Texas.
Yeah.
So lots of stuff going out there. It's usually a pretty good show. Plus you get to learn, you know, Texas history and all kinds of stuff. So they have some fun things going on out there. There's always lots to do. So we'll tell you what all of those things are. We'll give you the little history lesson in tomorrow's paper. With photos, and we'll have a video coming up as well. In addition to that, we told you earlier, it was in Tuesday's paper about the Yale leader election.
Shenanigans.
I don't know if we go that
possibly
far. But perhaps.
Accused, alleged shenanigans.
Perhaps. So the Student Government Association's Judicial Court is hearing arguments over the recount case. There was a student who asked for a recount in the Yale leader election after a cadet non-cadet was elected over an incumbent cadet. Basically argued that you're supposed to be able to vote for your top three choices. Argued that the second and third choices weren't being counted properly. So has asked for a recount. The recount.